The Warriors hosting the Milwaukee Bucks for a Thursday night matchup at Oracle Arena and riding an 8-game win streak into this one. The Warriors have a history of streaks ending at the hands of the Bucks, and with Draymond Green out, Milwaukee staying on the attack and finding advantages throughout, as Klay Thompson providing a spark where he could, finishing the night with a team-high 24 points. Kevin Durant added 17 points and 9 assists to the effort, and Stephen Curry had 10 points, yet exited the game in the third quarter with a left abductor strain and did not return. To wrap things up, we saw Quinn Cook bringing 15 points to the mix, but Milwaukee built a lead that grew to as much as 29 as the Bucks grab a 134-111 victory here at Oracle Arena. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
I don't think tonight had to do with Draymond, honestly. It had to do with our overall focus. Obviously, Draymond gives us everything that he does every night, all that fire and everything else. But when you come out with a sort of a mindless intent and you're fouling, I think we had 4 fouls in the first like 2 minutes, and not executing, just taking quick shots against a really good team, a team that's hungry and on the rise. You're not gonna fare very well. So tonight was more about our approach, and sometimes you got to get hit in the mouth in this league to remind you how hard it is to win a game. And I thought that's what happened tonight.
You got an early read or update on Steph's, I think, groin issue?
I don't. I think he's going to get an MRI tomorrow.
To follow up on the focus, when there was a lot of buildup for this game, excitement for two outstanding offenses, why do you think the focus wasn't there?
I think, we got a little complacent. We won the last 8, feeling pretty good about ourselves. And one of those nights, and it happens. It happens during the NBA season, long year, and played a great team that just lost 2 nights ago in Portland, and they were hungry to get out there, and I thought they played exceptionally well defensively, and we didn't execute well enough to generate any momentum and get our crowd into the game.
Steve, is this team a difficult physical matchup for you guys, you think?
Milwaukee?
Yes.
They're a very good team, and they got a lot of length and athleticism. So you have to play well to beat them. I mean, we've seen them. They got a lot of the same players they've had the last few years, and we've had some good battles with them. So no surprise, that the matchup isn't an easy one. We know that coming in.
Steve, regarding the fouls and the focus, what could be done to reduce that tonight?
We have to be focused in order to not foul. So the whole thing we teach all the time is you got to show your hands. If you use your hands in the NBA these days, you're done. It's an automatic foul. And we had multiple reaches right away. We're just reaching and slapping. And, we practice all the time. Get your hands out like this, your arms out like this. But that team comes downhill at you pretty fast, and sometimes your instinct leads to reaching. And I thought that's what happened. They got us on our heels, and we just didn't handle it well.
Kind of following up on Milwaukee's physicality, what kind of challenges did Giannis specifically bring to the table tonight? And also Bledsoe, he ended up with, I believe, 26.
Nothing that they don't bring every single night. They both attack the rim really well. They're both strong. Giannis is always coming downhill and looking to get to his right hand. And they got a lot of three-point shooting around him. So he poses problems every night. And Bledsoe just had a great night. I mean, he was knocking down shots and did a good job defensively.
You started Jordan on Giannis. Obviously, it didn't last real long. You got the fouls. Were you disappointed in that match? Did you want to see something there because you started him on right off the bat?
Well, the one thing I didn't want to do was get KD in foul trouble, and I thought it made sense to give JB a chance at Giannis, and unfortunately picked up 2 quick ones. And we would have preferred that he could have stayed out there and played without fouling, but it wasn't just him. It was the whole team was reaching, and I thought it set a tone. 4 fouls in the first 2.5 minutes, and then they're shooting free throws. They had 19 free throws in the first half, and so we never could get the rhythm and the momentum of the game in our favor.
how about Jordan's night overall? It seemed like there was some hesitancy at times offensively. Just what'd you kind of think?
Yeah, I mean, he struggled a little bit out there, but everybody did. Tough night for the whole crew.
You mentioned the fouling problem, but how, like as you said, sort of Giannis, it seems like he's almost impossible not to foul sometimes when he has the lane like that. How much of that is sort of part of his game, and how difficult is it not to foul him in particular?
Yeah, I mean, he's a tremendous player, and he's going to draw a lot of fouls every single night. So you have to be disciplined, and you have to do the best you can and know that he's going to score and he's going to get into the paint. And I thought we had some good possessions in him against him later on in the second half. Loon did a nice job staying in front, not reaching, and drawing an offensive foul. The other key point of the game, I thought, was, you know, we scored the first 5 points of the third quarter, got it right back down to 8 or 9, whatever it was, and then the next 3 possessions were a disaster. Turnover, you know, they're laying it in, they're making a 3, whatever happened. It went right back to about 15, 16, and we lost what little momentum we had. That was a key stretch.
Heading into tonight, Jonas and Alfonso combined for roughly 53% from the 3-point line. Tonight they were 1 of 11 from beyond, from distance. I mean, I know you kind of expect them to kind of come back down to earth eventually, but this drastic tonight, did you expect that?
I never expect anything. Ball either goes in or it doesn't. They were taking good shots. Tonight it didn't go in.
Hey Steve, there are a few times timeouts after not getting back in transition. At those points, what's your message overall to them?
Well, I think sometimes you can just look at how many times the other team forces you to take a timeout, and that tells you the story of the game. I think they forced us to take 5 timeouts tonight, and that's never a good sign. Our energy was low. We're hanging our heads. We weren't boxing out. We were getting beat backdoor. So we got beat pretty much every which way we could.
Saturday evening, the Warriors close out this homestand with a game against the Brooklyn Nets. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.